The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Thanks for joining me. I'm Eric Stewart, your host every Sunday from 8 to 8:30 on real estate, buying, selling, and everything in between. The Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, pointing you home. You can go to ericstewartgroup.com to get more information on our team. Today, I want to jump in on setting a price for your home last week, and you can listen to last week's show on podcast. We discussed what a real estate agent's responsibilities are, and which will help you if you're thinking of hiring, you want to get a better sense of how to hire. In fact, if you would like a free copy of our Market Ready Guide, this is a wonderful 50-page booklet I wrote back in 2007 and have gone through rewriting it, I don't know how many times in the last 13 years, but I've rewritten it many times and just cleaned it up and made it more and better. And it's not blah blah, folks. It is going to give you good ideas, well thought through, well presented. So I encourage you to get a copy either online at ericstewartgroup.com in the resources section, or if you want a copy in your hands to read, if that's your preference, we'll mail it to you. There's no cost. We'll pay the postage. Okay. We appreciate you listening this morning and want to give this information to help educate you in the process. That is a toll free number that you would call at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104. So go ahead and call that number now and get your free copy. When it comes to setting a price, you know, this is the third leg of a successful stool is the pricing. The condition, we're going to cover that a little bit later in today's show, but you have pricing, timing, and condition. And timing is what time of year to put your house on the market. And in the Market Ready Guide, we give a wonderful illustration that shows when the demand is greater than the supply as a rule. We're in a market very much like the 2004 market where we had a double bull. We had one in the spring and we had one in the fall. And we were in a 3 to 4 year rise then, if you remember, 2002, 3, 4, 5, 6 was the peak. And then 7, we saw things flatline and start to drift. And then 8, of course, and then 9. Oh, my gosh. Right. So when it comes to timing the market, you want to think about what time of year. In this year, we happen to have a very strong fall market. If you want to sell right now, we can get you top dollar, probably top dollar above any other home in your neighborhood has ever sold for. That's no joke, folks. Okay. No joke. Higher price than maybe ever before in your neighborhood. You want to find out how much? Call us at 800-900-9104 and we'll prepare a market evaluation for your home. There's no obligation. We simply will give you a sense of where market values are. We could do that over the telephone or we can come out and see you in person. Again, 800-900-9104 if you want to call or submit at ericstewartgroup.com. So don't be fooled by your tax assessment when you're trying to set the sales price. The tax assessment is based upon one guy or one lady going into your home and looking at how many square feet she or he measures and the condition of the property at the time of construction. You're in a home that's 50 years old. They don't know what you did inside, right? They have no idea. They're not taxing you based on the fact that you've got a $100,000 kitchen in there. It did. Your tax assessment didn't go up because you upgraded the interior of your home. It's just based upon the square feet of your specific location. And when we're in a market which is upwardly rising, the tax assessment is well below the market value. So don't pay a lot of attention to that. Think about pricing on the fulcrum. This is just my term I came up with years ago to describe how you might reach the most number of prospects. You could list your home for $499,000 or you could list your home for $500,000. Think about it. If you're that close to $500,000 as a value, Shouldn't you price at $500,000 since the average purchaser will be looking between $400,000 and $500,000 or $500,000 and $600,000? And being at $500,000, you'll be right on the bridge of both of those searches and get all of those prospective buyers. Use Fulcrum pricing to achieve the highest yield in your home sale. Definitely get a competitive market analysis, which will show you prices of recently sold homes, give you a clear understanding of how they compare to your house. An appraisal, I don't recommend appraisals unless you have an anomaly, a home that is most unusual. You know, if a real estate agent can't help himself or herself, can't put a price on your property, maybe because you've got an 1,100 square foot property that's absolutely to die for. You know, you've got gold doors or something, something that makes the replacement value much more important than the comparable value. You might need to get an appraisal. You want to read the trends of demand. And the criteria you evaluate is the comparables, the market history for your area, the home style, the home size, the home condition, and then the lot. Those are six considerations to evaluate in the CMA that will help you determine the fair market value for your property. Well, I do highly recommend that when you market your house, you want to market it effectively using a floor plan in the sale. Floor plans, I think, are critical in that they show the square footage of each room. And then if they're tied with the photos so that you touch a room, you can see a photo of that room, you can get a very intuitive sense of what the house looks like in the specific areas that are of most interest to you. The power of a lockbox. Well, the lockbox today is very different than your grandmother's lockbox. The lockbox today is a secure device that rests on your front door. And this lockbox is a means of protecting entrance into your home as only certain people have access into it. You want to always have showings scheduled by appointment rather than people just walking through unless the home is vacant, in which case we still want a phone call or a request for a showing appointment, even if nobody's living there, because we don't want to advertise the home as being vacant, right? For ideas like that and tips on how to show your home, make sure you request a copy of the Market Ready Guide. In there, I also go over my Guaranteed Buy Program. We've heard Guaranteed Buy Programs on the radio from other groups. Now, I want to make it clear. I just try to tell the truth about this, and I try to avoid overpromising and underdelivering on this issue. One of the biggest teams that's out there has hundreds of listings expire unsold, even though they guarantee, if we don't sell your home, we'll buy it. That's the ad. It's really misleading. There's no caveat in that with restrictions that apply. Of course, we all know that, but the reality is that they don't. The number of homes that actually expire is, boy, I mean, it's surprising. But my Guaranteed Buy Program works this way. I guarantee that if you list your home with me, if a buyer comes in and has a home that they have to sell, that I'll buy their home if I can't sell it in 120 days. And I'll pay them 90% of whatever the list price is on their property if I'm unable to sell it in 120 days. So they become then a non-contingent buyer on your home right at the beginning. Imagine someone sees your property with me and I go look at their home and I tell them how much it's worth. Their house is worth maybe $600,000. Okay, your house is worth $900,000. The house they're trying to sell is $600,000. They want to get $300,000 in equity out of that home in order to buy your house. They don't have the capability of buying your home unless they get the equity out of their house. And so I give them a guarantee. It's a written 8-page contract that says, we'll list the house for $600,000. And if it's not sold in a couple of weeks, we'll make an adjustment probably to $585,000. And if it's not sold in a couple more weeks, we'll adjust it to 570. You follow where I'm going? And so on. At the end of the day, I'll pay $540,000 on that property if I'm not able to sell it. The good news with this is I have only had to buy one home in 15 years. But I've put dozens of contracts together, and I've brought buyers to the table who would have maybe just gotten skittish and walked away because they didn't know how to overcome their fear of owning two homes or none at all. It's a wonderful guarantee buy program, and it does act as a tool in my tool chest in specific situations. Well, so when it comes to selling, right, we have a variety of different kinds of inspections, of course, our settlement process, and getting to the settlement table is a different ball of wax now. It's now done in the parking lots a lot of times as opposed to actually in person in an attorney's office, but that all depends on the attorney. Let's turn our attention to one other specific tool that we really love at the Eric Stewart Group. It's called the quiet listing. The quiet listing is not silent. It simply means that we share information directly with buyers that are in our system about homes that are not going on the open market or maybe being prepared to go on the open market. Perhaps you're listening and your home is just never going to be quite ready to show. Maybe you're overwhelmed by the stuff in your home and you don't mind if a realtor comes through with a buyer, but you don't want a horde of people coming in, right? So maybe that's where this could really serve as the means of you selling discreetly, without a sign, without a lockbox, no open houses, reduced commission, not in the MLS, less hassle, it's private, there's maybe less or even no prep to sell your home. If you want more information on the quiet listing, contact us today, 800-900-9104, or download a free copy of the Market Ready Guide at ericstewartgroup.com. Well, it's time for Stuart Rosenthal. Good morning, Stuart. Hey, you've got your virtual senior expo starting today, right?
That's right, at noon.
Well, tell us about it.
We're very excited. There's going to be so many wonderful classes. All these are pre-recorded, so anybody can come in and watch whatever they want when they like. 20 different classes, meditation, health, arts, dance, all kinds of cooking, all kinds of things. We have speakers of all stripes. We have classical music and Broadway show tunes. So many things that people can enjoy. Just at noon, log in to beacon50expo.com. That's beacon50expo. And see what we have to offer. I think you'll find it's great. And you'll have 3 months to enjoy all of this content.
Fantastic. Folks, you can also read the Beacon newspaper at thebeaconnewspapers.com whenever you'd like to. Thank you, Stuart. Have a great week.
Thank you, Eric.
Well, thank you, Stuart. Helen Flynn joins me. So don't go anywhere. It's going to be good.